I'm audible. Yeah. Who are you going to give me the word?
Yeah, we can hear you, Abby. We can hear you, Abby.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I want to get through a bunch of things today, if possible, at least to introduce some of the Daf Ches and Aleph topics. First of all, to wish everybody Hatzlacha on the upcoming Chazara, I guess, and Bechina. Chazara starts for a week. I think the Bechina is scheduled for Monday. As the plan stands now, again, there will be no shiur for, you know, till after finals, so people have the opportunity to, you know, allocate their time, etc. But I will leave you with some food for thought on Daf Ches. And then when we pick up afterwards, we'll have a reduced schedule for June and for Zoom reasons, but we will try to figure out exactly what the best way to accomplish this. Everybody should also think and then speak to Avram a little bit or to me in terms of if anybody has some suggestions. But we will continue with some of the topics, although probably I won't assume so much as much preparation, because I know people are starting to do other projects or other things, but we'll try to figure out the best way moving forward. Okay, so for today, what I'd like to do is just finish up a little bit above through Zion Wood Base, mostly just a couple of quick points. I mean, then just to identify some of the other issues that there are to discuss. We're not going to have the opportunity to discuss them now, but, you know, somebody can make a list and hold me to them. I'm happy to discuss them, in future times. We have a longer list is growing, but I eventually come to the topics, back to them eventually. Either way, they're food for thought. And then I want to start just to identify the three issues, talk briefly about the three issues on Daf Ches, and that's what we'll pick up with the next time that we are able to have this year. Okay, so with regard to Demai, I think we spent enough time on Demai. This is an important sugya for it. Just one quick other ha'ara, the name Demai is interesting, of course, in light of our extensive discussion. There's a debate, what Demai really means. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and the Aruch famously suggest that Demai means Safek, Da Mai, Ma Zeh. So again, it doesn't prove anything, obviously, especially in light of the, perspective that we've been trying to pursue, and that is that even if you take the view that this is a din vadai, that and it's a takana, that it's never completely disentangled, from its origins as some sort of a suffix. And again, that was something we were also using to explain, some of the dynamics, the Mishnah Melech and Asa Daraisa issue of, what about Demai El Demai, Demai El Drabanan, Drabanan El Demai, in terms of Afrasha, etc. And of course, all the other issues. So either way, Demai, which means suffix, would be understandable. And that's probably the most popular view of what it means. Of course, if really we treat it as a suffix, either because it is a suffix, fake, like that Deya in Yavamos, or more likely that Alpidin is a Safek, because Chayshin and Lemiyuta and all the other things that we have been discussing, then calling it Demai was even more appropriate. But interestingly enough, the Aruch has some other suggestions, one of which is that Demai actually refers to Chashad. That the word demai in Greek, I guess, signifies chashud or chashash. And of course, that would work very, very well. Again, all these can work according to all shitos. But again, if we're choosing a name, right, and the name characterizes, like, you can only call something one name, and you there may be very many reasons why you choose a name, and of course, the context matters, and the chooser and the chosen matter. Sometimes you pick names because they're memorable, or because they're You know, they highlight something you feel is being neglected. But if you're going to choose a name, Shmo Gorem, let's say, you know, to really, really characterize, and, you know, you have one choice. It's not like you could call it, you know, Yom HaDin and Yom HaZikaron and, you know, Rosh Hashanah. And even then, the names are very critical. These are not Daraisa names. So if you choose not to call it Safek, but to call it Chashud, or another view which says that it means Am Haaretz, you know, or Hamonam, I think that's very that's very significant. So again, especially for the Rambam, if the issue is mostly an issue of Namanus, implicit Namanus, and so on, something which we identified. And again, one of the views of the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid on why we defy, you know, the regular laws here, then calling it that, you know, becomes significant. So that's just something else to think about. Of course, in the broader sense, as I mentioned, you know, we did quite a bit of work on Dmai, but to really follow through, you have to go through, you know, many other sugyas, and especially, you know, the Mishnayos and the Rishonim and the Yerushalmis and so on. But especially things like, you know, the question of Chomesh and Biur. And as I say, all this mostly pays off. Okay. The other thing to mention is that there are numerous Zroim topics that are rich topics that would pay off. Again, we touched a little bit on a couple of them, but just to be aware for people, especially, you know, have a little, you're probably focusing more on your private learning in the next few weeks as you struggle through finals. So we discussed a little bit about Kedusha Seretz Yisrael in this topic and the relationship between Kedusha Rishona Kedusha L'Shaita V'lo Kedusha L'Asid Lavo and Kedusha Shnia, which in this sugya seems to be like it was Kedusha L'Asid Lavo, and why that is so, and so on. So that's a topic where there's much more material to look into. The question of the impact of Kedusha Rishona, even if it was Batel, and even if Kedusha Shnia is Kayemes, what I refer to in the Yom HaAtzmaut shir as the idea of Shem Eretz Yisrael, talked about the fact that the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira and the Tosas Rid in Gittin seem to Ke'ilu formulate that if Kedusha is Betela, that it's Ke'ilu Ein Eretz Yisrael, there's no Eretz Yisrael. And I mentioned that there's plenty of evidence in the Rambam and many sugyas that that's not the case, and that maybe there's no Eretz Yisrael Legabe Kedushas Karka. Even that, I think, is extreme, but certainly with regard to what the Rav used to call Shem Eretz Yisrael, or the Ramban calls Chibas Eretz Yisrael, there is. And whether that depends on the Haftacha, you know, of the Avos, and the din of Eretz Yisrael Muchzekasi Me'avoseinu, the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Kuf Yud Tes, or it actually is determined by the boundaries in the Kibush of Yehoshua, which is a lot of evidence for, and things like Kiddush HaChodesh and Smicha, and Parhalim Davrshel Tzibur and Nevua, meaning the idea that those original boundaries, even after the Churban, remain critical in terms of Shem Eretz Yisrael. That is a very important idea, and an idea which should be pursued. The other area connected to our sugya also is the discussion of the Tosas about Gvulos Eretz Yisrael, and, you know, the relationship between Eretz Yisrael, of course, Surya. If the yeshiva learns Gittin in a couple of years, I'm able to discuss that then. The status of Surya as an in-between status, but also Ratzos Hasmuchos, Eretz Mitzrayim, and others. What are the different geographies with regard to Mitzvah Satlis Ba'aretz? So this big Tosis here in the Ramban, some of the Rishonim here, Al-Atar, and of course in many other places. That's a very interesting topic as well. And again, the idea that you might be Mechalek in subtle ways, you know, between things. What about Trumos? What about Maestros? What about Shvias? Are they all the same? Just like, you know, the question applies in other areas. So that's a third area to look at. A fourth area to look at, of course, is something that I was going to speak about, but I didn't get the opportunity. And that is the last status of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael B'zman Hazeh, literally. In other words, how do we paskin? And what are the factors? What about Rovio Shvaleha and Bias Kochem and Kedusha Shnia Betela, all these different things. Does it matter why it's Drabanan if it is Drabanan? That's the Beis Halevi Reb Chaim discussion. Again, I hope you have a chance to do that one day. That's a very interesting topic. So that's the fourth area. The fifth is an issue that is discussed by Rishonim here and in many other places, in Brachos, and of course in the Mishnayos and Zroim. And that is what peros or what items are obligated in Trumas Maisros Minatora? You know, Dagon, Sirosh V'Yitzar, what about peros? Of course, Yerakos Adarabanan. How do we understand that in Drabanan? So there's, again, Rishonim here speak about that and elsewhere as well. The Ravid has many different changes of mind on that topic. Is there a difference between Trumos, let's say, and Maisros? Just like the Rambam in the last Halacha, the Bias Kochem Halacha in Perek Aleph Hichos Trumos, says that, you know, Bias Kochem applies to Challah, and in his opinion, it applies to Truma, you know, but he is less certain that it applies to Maisros. So again, this idea that you can be Mechalik between Trumos and Maisros, which also comes up in some other Rishonim in the Sugya here, is a very interesting question. Typically, we think that Trumos and Maisros go together. Can you be Mechalik with regard to either boundaries or Bias Kochem, or the kind of chefza that is chayev min haTorah? So that's another really interesting topic that, you know, Sugin Shabbos and Naf Samaches, Sugin Brachos and Bab Metziah Peches. Again, this is a possible venue for somebody who wants to explore these issues. Then, of course, we touched on, but again, Rishonim here and elsewhere, in Gittin, and of course in Trumos and Maisros, the question of Mukaf. We touched on it, you know, we were talking about the Yavetz, Yaakov Emden's Hagah, or Ha'ara, but, you know, whether Mukaf is a Din D'oraisa Drabanan, and we talked about it in terms of Demai, where it's controversial. What is the nature of the din of Mukaf? So here, that's also there's material here in the Rishonim on that topic. And then also, what about you know, Torein b'machshava nasan einav, you know, b'tzadzev? What's a din of, you know, nechshav lachem? Is there a din of hafrasha b'machshava? Does that connect to the question of the role of Machshava and Kadshim? So that's also an interesting Tosas here, other such things. And then finally, something which I think is two other interesting topics, Hashkafa topics more. And one is the question of Chiddush. We could do that certainly on a Monday at some point, if we want. You know, the idea of Ein Beis HaMedrash Belo Chiddush, and Lizchuche, and Liznuche, and again, you know, we know the Shakla Vataria, but this this idea that Chiddush is spoken of in such a passionate and constructive, you know, way, of course, you have to be very, very careful, you know, about this issue, the relationship between Masorah and, you know, being very cautious about introducing things that are, you know, from the outside, and at the same time, an insider's contribution of Chiddush. That dialectic is a critical issue in the Hashkafa of Yahadus, and of course, very critical to Limud HaTorah. So this is one of the main Gemaras, this Gemara here in Chulin, where he talks about, you know, shouldn't express, you know, be critical of Mechadshim. Of course, it depends who the Mechadshim are and what they're qualifications are, but the lizchuche, liznuche, all that, what that means, and how it's understood is interesting. Some so far here, but this is again an interesting place to discuss that. It's also an interesting place, the idea of, you know, ein adam, you know, no keif etzba, here on Zion Amud Beis, you know, the idea of hashgacha, and you know, how pervasive and how minute, you know, is hashgacha pratis. So these are, I don't know, I wasn't counting, but these are like, you know, seven or eight different topics just from, you know, Vav Amud Aleph to Zion Amud Beis, really Vav Amud Beis to Zion Amud Beis, that one could pursue, you know, more extensively for sure. In some cases, we didn't discuss them. In some cases, we touched on them. But there's a lot here, is what I'm trying to say. So chaval, we don't have the time for it now. But these are things to think about. What we did want to complete discussion of, before we move on to Daf Ches Amud Aleph and a little bit of a sketch of the three things to look at on Ches Amud Aleph, I just want to make a few more comments about Chashud and Nemanos. Okay, so we were in the middle of discussing the, or we were discussing the fact that this sugya also discusses the problem of Nemanos and Chashud, and that there are several interesting machloksim that the Rajba in our sugya, and totally parallel his view in Taurus Habayis, takes really a an expansive view of Chashud in our sugya. And it basically says two things. Number one, that there is a din of Chayshinan li'ichlufei. Even the Gemara seems to reject it. The Gemara seems to say that there's, if a person isn't Chashud, you know, l'shaker, and Chashud, or and Chashud ligzol, or l'achlif, then there's no reason to suspect him. Unless it's justified or rationalized, you know, by good intentions mostly. The din of Aishina Lechlufe is really an exception to the rule. Although the Gemara had a Havamina, it's interesting to note, the Gemara did have a Havamina that Aishina Lechlufe. You could ask the question, well, why would there even be, you know, such a Havamina? I mean, don't people have Cheskas Kashrus? You know, Choshed, you know, Bekshirim, Gemara says in Yoma, you know, is Loka Begufa. So if he's a Ksherim Legabe, you know, this, you know, why should the Gemara even, you know, debate whether or not, you know, Chayshina Lechlufe? But I think that the answer can be one of two answers, and this ends up echoing, you know, especially for the Rajba Lamaskana, and that is that we're not necessarily talking about Ksherim, we're talking about Chashudim, right? So, and this is the question, parallel to the Mumar question, that is, again, it might even be the same, that is, if you're a Chashud L'davar Echad, you know, what does that say about you, you know, more broadly, how narrow do we look at that? How much of an exception to the rule is that? Does that, you know, reflect a tendency that maybe expresses itself to our knowledge, you know, in a limited way? But maybe it shows, you know, either in terms of safek, you know, greater likelihood that, you know, you are not to be trusted in other areas, or maybe a better formulation, which is that when you're a chashud in one area, right, that says something about your level of commitment across the board, even though it's only manifest in an acute way in one area. And maybe that derogation of your cheskes kashrus, you know, ends up being the difference between saying it echanem bisurim or chashinan, you know, la'achlufe or lo chashinan la'achlufe. Very similar to our mumar issues. Again, the relation, exact relation between chashin and mumar, as we noted yesterday, you know, is itself a little bit cloudy, as we'll get back to that in just a second. Either way, so one way to look at the Gemara's concern, you know, it's weighing the possibility that a chashud l'davar echad, right, is also a chashud la'achlufe, is to see it as, you know, kind of a chashud l'davar echad, the miktsas at least, you know, chashud, you know, l'kala tarakula, or at least l'gabe the question, l'gabe certain questions. There's another possibility, and I think that I'm really just saying now what I am going to say in a second about the actual Rishona. I'm saying in the Hava Mina, there's another possibility as well. And that is, Ellie, what do you think? Ellie Hyman? Oh, I say I have two Ellies right next to each other in the boxes. We'll give it to Ellie Hyman, and then if he doesn't get it, we'll ask Ellie Goldberg.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm just, asking for speculation here. So that's okay.
Maybe that it's not that if you're a chashid in one area, you're a chashid for everything, but within this one area, if you're chashid to do it before, then you'd also be chashid to lie about it.
Exactly. That instead of going from one tchum to another, or at least one tchum to some other tchumim, let's say, which are particularly vulnerable, or which have, higher standards. By the way, I think those are different ways to explain this phenomenon. Maybe the way to formulate it is what Ellie just said, and that is, this is all within chashud la'oso davar, right? If you're chashud on eating, without hafrasha, so instead of looking at lachlufe, ligzol, maybe even lashaker, whatever it is, instead of looking at these things as independent, what we might say is, and this is a very, I think, kashkafically, in addition, a very interesting question. And psychologically, it's certainly an interesting question. Right? Are things like lachlufe, lashaker, ligzol, are they always something else, even if they're applied, to an area of vulnerability or weakness? Or are there sort of a broader, internal, framework, which applies to Dvarim, HaChashud? And this, I think, either way, the Gemara ends up saying that lo chashin lachlufe, all things being equal. And here you have the chiddush of the Rajba, where basically the Rajba rehabilitates the Gemara's Hava Mina by saying that b'mokom sheish torach, maybe we are choshish l'chiluf. And the Ran, as I mentioned yesterday, I just didn't get a chance to read it inside, the Ran here quotes the Rajba, and he clearly and sharply disagrees. It says, "Mikan nira shemutar lasis lechayatim Yisraelim achashudim litvar bechite pishan chute canvas, right? The lechlufe lo chashinan. Afal pisha Rajba mefakfek bedavar veomer sheafal pisha mitzad." Achut biatzmo ein chashudim lahachliv shema mitok shetfiras apishtin kala etzlan in machlifin. V'lo mechuver de mekamakom me'ezet tzad shiyu machlifin gezel hu biyadam al gezel lo nechshedu. Miu bechashudim al gezel adavar baris shein mapkidin etzlo de kol shkein shein chashudim lahachliv. But there's also an important point in the Ran, and that is that the relationship between chashina and lachlufe and gezel, to understand that those are two madregos, although they belong together. Obviously, in one case you're replacing the be'en, in another case, you're outright stealing. So that relationship is interesting too. A little bit like lo sigzol and lo sachmod, although in a different form, stealing the be'en and stealing, the value. But what I think is interesting about the Ran is the way that he rejects the Rajba. And the way that he's rejecting him is by saying, that chayshin and lechlufe is a different tchum and halacha. So what are you going to say? The chashu davar echad is chashuv ledvarim acherim? You shouldn't say that. Now, what is the Rajba's response? That's the question. So the Rajba is saying, well, when it comes to lechlufe, maybe it doesn't take much. Maybe the level of nemanos there, et cetera, the standards are, So in that circumstance, chanami. Or, as the Rajba saying, no, when it comes to lachlufe, right? And maybe also Sheker, we'll see. When it comes to that, basically, that's called also Davar. We don't really view it as something which is totally independent and separate and discrete. Okay, so that's one issue. The second issue of the Rajba is the issue of his other Chiddush. By the way, I should say, the Chiddush of the Rajba on, Keman Da'ariv Biyadayim, which we talked about yesterday as well, that the Ran does quote favorably, quotes here in Torah, from Torah Sabayis, Mikan Lomad Rajba, She'asa Lomad Lechen Bani Akum, She'asa Mirkachas, Olipaltar, Lassus Lepas, meaning the Rajba in Torah Sabayis about, Kalim, B'nei Yoman that we mentioned, that the Ran quotes, and he quotes it approvingly. It's this other one that he disagrees with. Now, the other Chiddush of the Rajba, let's say there, I guess there are three Chiddushim of the Rajba, right? His Chiddush about Kamandu Ma'ariv, and it's more than that even in the Chiddushim. Here, he also has that, although in a strange way. It's the this question of L'chlufei B'mokom Tircha, which we just discussed. That's very controversial. And of course, the third one is the Rajba, the third one is the Rajba, also here and in Torah Sabayis, about someone who is a Chashud. Just one second. Here. This is the Rajba. I'm just going to read it very quickly, but it's in the Rajba Chidushim here as well. So Mishu Chashud Lechol Echam Nisurim Sharabim Ragil Lechamehem Kidmai, etc. She'ein ha'ochlin kepokrin ve'enei atzman, afein einan chashudim lahachlef. So it's the same language that he uses in the Chiddush. Meaning when a person is just your regular run-of-the-mill routine chashud, like a bunch of people, are nichshal means a bunch of people are mekel is also wrong, because it implies that there's room lahakel, whatever it is, a bunch of people are egregiously violate, that particular, their dosh bo, be'iser, but he's your typical chashud. So then, he's chashud the davar echad, and that's the end of the story. And the language of the Rajba is, she'ena ochlin kepokrin be'enei atzman. It's also interesting, meaning it's the self-image. How does he see himself and how do we perceive him? He doesn't look at himself in the mirror and see a renegade, because he's doing what 1,000 other people are doing. Well, I'll say 100 other people are doing, hopefully. 10 other people are doing, whatever it is. So, but of course, then that's what he says in the Rajba in Chulin and in Torah Sabayis, that in a situation where he is poker b'ene atzmo, then in that situation, chashin and lechlufe. That's the second chiddush about chashin and lechlufe. It's the third chiddush altogether. Then of course, right? And then he says, just like he says here in the Rajba, etc. Why? Because he is somebody who, even in his own self-image, is a dava, is an adam shepoker, etc. That's what he says here and there. Now, what about that chiddush? So that's what I mentioned the other day. I just wanted to read the language now. That's where the ra'ah takes strong issue. It says a dvar of tmuim. So this is critical. And again, the comparison to Mumar, of course, is fascinating. But at the end of the day, what the Ra'ah is saying is, if the pattern is of chashud, if chashud is a mumar, or if a mumar is even worse, and we say mumar l'davar echad is not a mumar l'chal tara kula, then we should say hu adin b'chashud. That's the Ra'ah. So the Rajba in Mishmeres Habayis, when he responds to this, Asher mentioned to me the language yesterday too, but for a different reason. Again, that both the Ra'ah and the Rajba use the language of mumar here, or the assumption of the paradigm of mumar. It's very hard to know, you know, where one ends and the other begins. It doesn't really matter so much for our purposes. I should also add that in the Sugya Neirivin, which we discussed when we talk about Shabbos, that, you know, the Gemara quotes from the Sugya B'choros, Chashud Davar Echad, Chashud Davar Acher, or Chashud Kol Torah Kula, etc. So the overlap between these Gemaras, notwithstanding that there are some differences between Chashud and Mumar, is great, and we could totally understand why. Anyway, the Rajba responds, he says, Amra Kosev, Chefetz, first he says, Chefetz Arotza Lachlok L'Kol Davar, maybe L'Klal Tos. Now that's a mean, you know, jab, you know, to take against the Ra'ah. But it is true about many people. Okay. I mean, there's truth to it. Just we're rejecting the application. So, you know, if you're argumentative, you always find a reason to argue. Devadai, he says, Imein ha-chashad ha-mashen ha-rabim regil ma-hakaba, afapul shuhu mekel bedavar sh-rabim mekilim bo, of course, mafkidin etzol davar bi-atzov la-chashin b'chilufe, she-ein ha-chashad ha-ligzol v'lo la-hachlif. Ein zakari mumar la-osadavar. The Asher was just pointing out to me, even the Rajba used the expression, ein zakari mumar la-osadavar, right, shuhu mekel bedavar zeh, eino be-einov ka-over, right, kumumar la-zeh. Avalim ha-chashad la-gzela, I'm skipping, ein mafkidin etzol, etc. V'cheinim u-chashad bedavar, kigon l'nevelo sekiyotzebe, ein mafkidin b'yad ha-davar, right, im u-shal Torah, ad shebo beis chasamos. Etc. So what's the Rajba seems to be saying is, I totally agree with the Ra'ah that chashud l'davar echad is not chashud l'davar acher, and certainly not chashud l'kal Torah kula. He says, I just don't know what he's talking about. So what does this mean then? Where does this leave us? I mean, how does he explain it? So what does it mean if he's poker b'enei atzmo? You know, that's a different story. So I think this is really highlighted, this issue and this question is really highlighted. I mentioned the Psak in Yoredeya, there seems to be a bit of a steer. I'm not going to go into that now. Kufyut Ches and Kufyut Tes, whether we paskin like this Rajba or not. But what is important, a little bit, is the argument between the Shach and the Bach, how to understand the Rajba. And it's exactly the two perspectives that Eli, adduced. So if you look at the Rajba, I'm sorry, for the Rajba, if you look at the Shach in Siman Kufyutes, Sif Katan Lamed Ches, again, the Shulchan Aruch says, HaChashad Lechol Dvarim Shena Rabar Milgilim L'Hakel Bahem, that's the Rajba's case. Right? The little Be'er Hagola says, HaRajba B'Torah Sabaya Sa'aruch, but it's also the Rajba here in Chulin. Right? Okay? So here the Mechaber seems to paskin this way, even though before he said, Yeshomrim, Yeshomrim. So the Shach says the following. Shach quotes the Ra'ah, who disagrees. Ha-Ra'ah b'sei for Ben Akabayah. This is Sif Katan Lamed Ches in the Shach. Ha-Shach, Ha-Ra'ah hisig al zeh. V'zeh l'shonu, he quotes him. Ha-Rajah mishmeres habayis hisig alav, v'kasa v'zeh l'shonu, and then he quotes him. And then he says, "Arei the sphere le Rajba, tamed the chashu lahachlif mishum dhava mumar laosa davar." Says the Shach, which is exactly the way we're reading the Mishmeres Habayis. Meaning, he's not saying, "Oh, you're wrong." Typically, he could have said, "You know, chashu the davar achad is typically, you know, not a chashu the davar acher." However, a chashu she poker be'enei atzmo. He is chashud the davar acher, or at least lahachlif, if not ligzol. And I certainly think it could be mechalik between lahachlif and ligzol. Again, the Rajba himself you know, has a kol shekein, you know, if you're chashad gezel, then of course you're chashad hachach. He understands the difference too between gzeilas habe'en, you know, and gzeilas, a real gzeila, full gzeila. But, okay, so he's not saying that. What he's saying is, the ra'ah, he's saying, I don't know what the ra'ah wants from me. I never said that chashad the davar achad is chashad the davar acher. What I'm saying is that la'oso davar, right, there's also a chashash chiluf as well. That's part of the also. That's what the shach says. I'm going to read one more line. Harei the sphere le laraj. It's not explicit even in Shira Sabais, but that's the way it sounds. Tamba the chashash lahachlif mishum to have a mumar la osa davar. Ella the bedavar sharabim mikilimbo. In the korui mumar, right, la osa davar. Meaning what? This is so fascinating and so psychologically. True. Again, either pshat could have worked, but meaning what he's saying is if you're, you know, a run-of-the-mill renegade or run-of-the-mill, you know, lazy, you know, person or an avarian, you know, and a lot of people do that, but it's not like you don't look at yourself in the mirror and see, like, you know, then he's saying, so then even the avera or the chashad is more limited. It's not like, oh, I'll do anything, you know, for this. It's a path of least resistance in the Kabbalah Chidusho, right? Just because you're Choshed, but again, you don't have this, I think this is so important. This part throughout the Shach doesn't say, but you don't have the self-image of a poker. You know, you're mostly like most, you know, human beings. I'm not saying you're rat, you don't think it's mutter. You're not a shoking, you're not saying Omer mutter. You're saying, I don't have to be the best Jew, you know, on the planet or in the neighborhood, you know, but I'm pretty okay. So then whatever you do is ein l'chabalah chidusho. But if you're poker in this area, you know, there's kind of a little bit of lahachis in it, or even if it isn't lahachis, but the point is, you know that other people wouldn't do that, you know. So then that expands what constitutes, you know, oso davar. So if it takes a little chiluf, I don't know about gezel, but chiluf, sheker anyway, and that's part of the Rambam Ravid, Tanayim, we'll get that in just a second. Halavach imoda l'ra'a, d'mumel davar achalava mumel l'shar davarim. He's always modim all along. The question is this an internal thing? Or is this a separate thing? Mehai Tamli says lo kasev araj, but the mishu chashu the davar she'en a rabim legilim lahakel bo have a mumer lechola isurim. This I don't think is a good argument. The Shach says if the Rajba meant that if you're poker be'enei atzmacha, if you're a chashu the davar she'en rabim legilim bo, that you then chashu the kol torah kula dvar macherim, so then it should be the kol torah kula. It could be it's a special din in the standards of chilov. Or maybe also Gezel, I'm not even sure about Gezel. So that I don't think is such a good argument, but you see where the Shach is going. Elavadai pshita, chashu the davar echad, eina chashu the davar macherim, kinemash makula suga de reish chulin, the suga de bechoros, etc. The bekamadukti b'shas, v'chem b'divri aposkim, v'atur v'amachaber, mashma lehedja divra ben yirucham, koze pashut b'einai. And then he adds, this is what's curious, what's interesting, he says, lo hu tzrachti lakosvo elam b'nei sh'ra'isi l'habach b'sif beis sh'holach b'derech acheres. The Bach actually understood it as an expansion of chashu l'davar achad chashu l'davar macherim. V'hevin d'hod esfir le l'harajba d'chashu l'hachlef hu mishum d'esfir le d'chashu l'davar she'en rabim regilim l'hakabo chashu l'kola tarakula. Okay, niach divir Rajba, the Torah of Isaac Kotzer, Vatur, Betema, also Sosm Vakosu, Khoshu the Dovrachad, and Khoshu the Dvar Macher, Labiro, Advarim, Shitzrikan Birachav. Well, I ratted to the Sobdaito, Vadavar Baruch, Kamacha Kasavti, Ayin the Kaman, Ode Bidine Khoshud, and the Dine of Khoshur fasting. So they're alumnus issue. This is a alumnus issue and a psychological issue. Anyways, even if the Rajba meant what the Bach thought he meant, I still don't think that it has to be a din in Mumalachal Tarakula. It could just be that you've broken through certain taboos, you know, certain red lines, and the next red line are included in that, you know, gavra, you know, the scope of those red lines, at least is l'chiluf, you know, where there's no absolute gezdo. Okay, so even within the Bach, I would be qualified. Anyway, but that is the issue. In light of that, I think if we look at the, you know, the Rambam and the Ravid again, so again, it's the same kind of a problem, right, on the Namanos side. So as we noted, again, you have the Sugya B'choris Daf Lamed and the Sugya B'choris Lamed Hayomet Aleph, and you have, you know, all throughout Shas, you have different, you know, indications, whether Choshud Lo Donu V'lo Mi'ido, or, you know, Enelim Chote V'lo Lo, which typically is a strong chazaka. There's nothing in it for him. He's not a mumel hachis. You know, why would he lie? So again, how do you look at that machlokas atanoim amaroim, Rambam and Ravid, in a bunch of at least three places? How do we look at that machlokas? What is that machlokas about? Right. But I think these two approaches, again, as paradigms, apply. Meaning, is the machlokas, you know, whether or not a limited kind of, you know, chashud ledavar achad, chashud, not lekol haTorah kula, but chashud ledavar acher, at least vis-a-vis, you know, this area? Or more likely, far more likely, I think, is the idea that when it comes to truth and falsehood, you know, of course it's a separate area, you know, of halacha also, but it's also like an internal dimension of every category in its own right. Either way, I stand up by what I said yesterday also, which is that it's curious that the Ra'ah and the Rambam and these issues are the Mekilim and the Raj was the Machmir, given the broader argument between them. But I think, you know, and this Asher pointed out correctly also after the Shir yesterday, and that is that even, you know, in the crossover, you can have this crossover, you know, between Mumer and Chashud for the Rajba, precisely because the Rajba thinks that every Mumer is really just a Chashud. So in a way, you know, some of the, you know, expansiveness of Mumer ends up, you know, in Chashud too, even if it's less habitual, and so on. Whereas for the Rambam and the Ra'ah, right, you know, there are two different issues, and they're distinct. Okay, just one other Ha'ara very quickly, and that is I wanted to point out two things. Number one, the Gilyon Marsha on our Sugya, when he talks about, he mentions the Rajba, and he wants to bring an interesting Raya for the Rajba, from Mummar La'arel. I'm sorry, against the Rajba. I mean, for the Ra'ah. And then it said, Mummar La'arel, he thinks that a Mummar La'arel is in the category of Mummar Bedavar, you know, She'ina Rabba Mekilimbo. And nonetheless, you know, we don't say that he's a Mummar Le'kol Torah Kula. So again, it sounds like the Gilyon Marsha, you know, read like the Bach, you know, understood the Rajba like the Bach, number one. Number two, it could be that Mumer La'arel is a Davar. It doesn't mean he's poker be'enei atzmo, maybe he just really doesn't want to do it. Meaning, we say that somebody is a Mumer B'davar Shena Rabin Mekilimbo. For the Rajba, the key is not how unusual it is. It's, I think, because he says it here and in Tarsabayis, it's the self-image that generates. And as I said, therefore, you know, like, I don't care about this area. And, you know, if I have to do a little lachlufe or for the Rambam, the Ravid issue, a little lying, you know, big deal. It's just so immaterial. It's like, you know, ridiculous. But if it's more that it's an unusual kula, but it's still related, you know, the Teyavon, to his own concern. It's not that he's poker be'enei atzmo. I don't know if this would apply. Either way, the din of mumur and chashid, as we say, is a question whether it's the same or not. And either way, you could be mechalik. The other thing is that in terms of chashash, chiluf, and gezel, whether they're the same or not is an issue. But in addition, the Rajba's idea, in theory, you could also be mechalik between an area of chashad, which itself is related to Dine Mominus, and there where chiluf would also spill out, be part of the internal, you know, consideration more, as opposed to like areas that have absolutely nothing to do with it. So, for example, let's say in Shatnez, you know, this is an interesting question: is it a financial issue also? If a person is a mumer l'shatnez because he, I don't know, he wants to wear that garment or whatever. or is it, you know, financial? And if it's financial, you know, and it's unusual, you know, so then, or there's tircha, the other chiddush of the Rajba, that to say chashil lechiluf, you know, makes a great deal of sense. You know, to see the chiluf in that case as an internal thing rather than an external thing. However, if we're talking about, you know, again, the velos could also be a financial thing. You know, kosher meat is very expensive. You know, if the Burger King and McDonald's, you know, is a third of the price or something. So they tell me. Not the kosher ones, the regular ones. But if it's something that is completely disconnected, you know, so the idea that, I think that's an interesting question, another place to draw the line. Okay, so much with regard to the issue of chashud. Obviously, it's a massive topic, but od chazon lamoy. Okay, so let's talk about daf ches a little bit.
Isn't there also the counter pressure that if it's something sherov sharab and mikilinba?
Oh, one second. I'm going to make my thing louder because I don't seem to be able to hear you well. Just a second. I think I probably. How do you do that? How do you do that on the screen? Anybody know? One second. Speak again.
Hello.
I don't know if that helps. Who am I hearing from? Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still not hearing you well, but speak a little bit. Oh, you know, I know how to do this. I'm going to just give me one sec. Yeah, you talk. I'm listening. I'm going to try to listen. Just a second. Go ahead, Josh, speak.
If the person doesn't think, you know, in the Avera he's doing that, he's tarnishing his own self-image because it's something, you know, shedvarim, you know, davar sheharab and mekilim ba. So isn't it also very likely in that situation he doesn't necessarily understand, like, the impact of his flaws? And it's possible that he'll also be chay, he'll be, you know, machlif, or he'll be mishaker about it unknowingly.
Say that one more time.
Meaning, it's also, isn't it also possible that, given he doesn't think what he's doing, you know, is so, you know, erroneous, so terrible,
right,
something after all, you know, harabim mikilimba, right, isn't it also possible he won't feel
ina rabim mikilimba?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you talking about mikilimba or
mikilin? Mikilin.
Oh, you mean a regular guy?
Yeah. So wouldn't I, you know, also say by him, he doesn't think he's doing anything so terrible, you know. After all, everybody does this, so I'm just right. Being machlif. I'm just being a shaker. He doesn't see himself as lying either.
You want to say the opposite?
I don't know if I say the opposite. I would just also say it about.
Well, put it this way: no one says the opposite, but all I'm saying is you can, given, let's say, reconstruction, which is that Dvarim Sharab Mekilim Bov is no Chashina Lechila. And Dvarim who pogam who poker be'enei atzmo, and knows that he's, you know, that he's particularly, you know, adopting a renegade approach, you know, that the Rajba thinks that in this case, yes. So given that we're trying to explain that phenomenon, I think it's reasonable to say that, you know, that when people are kind of in a group, and it's a common abuse, you know, that they can separate that from other, let's say, connected moral or halachic, you know, failings. Because it's not, again, we're assuming that it's not typical, you know, that part of the mekilim bow is not to be machlif for anybody, right? So once that's the case, you know, he's not going to be tempted to do more because he, the only reason, or, you know, he's within that threshold, put it that way. Therefore, his cheskas kashrus is on that level, and his self-image also is probably going to limit him, both, you know, objectively, because, you know, he's not so bad, and also just in terms of maintaining that self-image. You know, he knows that people are doing whatever they're doing, but he doesn't think that they're being machlif for it. So why would he do it? He still wants to look himself in the mirror and see a pretty good Jew. That's all I'm saying. Where somebody who's poker bani atma is already a maverick. And at minimum, he's a maverick and knows he's a maverick. And therefore, is not assessing his behavior in light of others. And others are not typically machlif. Otherwise, they'd be in the category of chashudim lehachlif, right? So he knows he's a maverick. He doesn't assess his behavior on the basis of others. And in addition to that, you know, he may even, poker b'ani atzmo has a connotation of, like, he sees himself as a renegade. Now, again, he could say, I like being a bit of a renegade. You know, maybe it's a mission. Or he doesn't mind it. Or he thinks, you know, that, you know, he knows better than everybody else. And, you know, he's anti-bris mila. Or, you know, again, it doesn't have to be lahachis, but, you know, he could be less than that. So then, you know, he's already out of the norm, both in terms of the cheskas kashrus, as well as in terms of, you know, that self-image part drawing the red line. And on the contrary, he, like, you know, he may be impelled to do this. He's a maverick and maybe even a renegade or a crusader, the way he looks at himself. Hard to know. So that's what I'm trying to say. But if the rest of the people who are mekilim are not chashudim la'achliv, you know, just because the iser is something that, no, he says, I'm a very moral guy. I never, you know, losach mode from somebody for this thing. I just, you know, I wear zhadnas. Right? That's what I'm trying to say. Because your argument is kind of not taking into consideration that, you know, harabim hamekilim einam chashudim lachlif. None of them. So he's like them. Why should we treat him any differently? But the Rajba was saying a poker, not that he didn't sound like the Rajba did a poll on pokerim, and, you know, and probably not. But again, he's a maverick, you know, and he's a renegade or a crusader, and that just changes the red lines, and it makes this an internal thing too. That's what I think is going on. Josh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk about Daf Ches. Binyamin.
Yeah.
Let's do the first topic very quickly because that just takes a couple of minutes. Anyway, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and then the other two we'll talk about. Just to raise some of the questions, and then maybe we'll pick up on them when we food for thought. Okay, so we're basically on. I've told you. I think I made a little bit quick list before of interesting other topics from Vomit Base to Zionwood Base. We read the Shakla Vitaria, but, you know, there's much more to talk about in those other things. Okay, that's, you know, something to work on, and to, you know, bring them up, put them on the list. You know, we'll do our best. I know the list keeps getting larger, but that's okay. Binyamin, go ahead. So Daf Ches Amud Aleph from Rav Zeir, you saw it or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get you some help if, you know, on the way, if you need it. Because yeah. I didn't give you, I told you looking at my Rosh Tosfos Rambam, you know, really, I should have told you to look at the Rosh at least for this, but this will take just a minute anyway. Go ahead. I'm Rav Zeira.
I'm Rav Zeira, I'm Rav Shmuel, Libin Sakin Vishachat Bosh, Chitasek Shera. Chiduda Kodim Lilibuna.
Yeah, Chiduda Kodim Lilibuna. What is that?
So we're discussing whether the impact of the physical knife comes before or after the impact of the heat of the knife.
Correct. Correct.
The problem is trefa.
Yeah, we're worried that the veshet or other sensitive organs will be subject to the burn before the shechita, and as such, there'll be trefa. Correct? And that's what Tosfos says here, and other Rishonim all agree, a very interesting idea. Well, actually, I would say it's interesting that they have to point it out. Okay, well, firstly, the line, I read the line, sorry. And then we'll read it.
It's a shechita mir v'chravach. So the makom ha-shechita separates in a way that you won't be able to burn the veshet as you shech.
Correct. So firstly, Tosis has this interesting ka'ara. That what?
So he says, Mashma mikan, sh'im b'shah shechita nikev ha-veshet, k'negen mashe shochat trefa. The hacha have a boy lemeisar mishum tzedad and ilav mishum derimir v'chravach.
Okay. So why do I think that's interesting? Do you think that's, is that a chiddush of Tosis? Do you think that's mechudash, or that that you would have thought otherwise is mechudash?
I guess the chiddush here is that maybe even though you've already shechted the simonim, as long as you're asuk in the shechita, they're still part of the process of shechita, and you're able to pasul the shechita.
I'm saying, so is the chiddush the truth, the psak, or the chiddush is that you might have thought otherwise?
I think the chiddush is the truth.
Oh wow. Interesting. Okay. I would have thought the opposite, meaning you haven't finished the shechita yet, right? I mean, as you go through, your knife touches the, you have a little cutting to do. I mean, if the trefa takes place after the shechita is completed, then it's no chiddush. The question is whether trefa that takes place in the middle of the process, before it's ended, is trefa, right?
Right, but it's a place.
I would have thought that as long as, and that is the halacha. That's what Tosfos is saying. I mean, it would have been obvious. I would have thought it was obvious that if it becomes a trefa before the end of the process, then it's an ineffective process. What would be the havamina? That it's trefa before the end of the process, but since you're in the middle of the process, that's sufficient. What do you think?
Meaning, since you've already shechted, you view each part of the krisas hasimanim independent from.
That, I mean, that's the maskana.
Yeah.
And the havamina would have been that this is a process which that formalizes what you're doing and kind of protects or inoculates from trefa. Right. Okay, anyway, so I think, I could be wrong, but I think the Havamina is Mechudash, not the Maskana so much. Maybe it depends on this exactly what I'm saying. And I wonder whether or not this is connected to an issue that we mentioned a couple of times, and that is the relationship between Shechita and Trefa. I mean, the idea that Trefa, that's again the Rambam in Hilchos Shara Basatuma. We still have to actually do, make sure that I do at one point to Shechitas Akum, because we talked about it partially. Obviously, we talked about Momer and so on, but I still, the Gertosha issue and all that, I still really should finish up. and the different pasuk, machlokas for the Rambam and the Rosh. So, you know, hold me to that one in June for a quick shiur. But the Rambam in Hilchos Sharav Satuma, you know, compares, you know, Shkitas Akum and Trefa. That's the dimension that Reb Chaim has a famous view. Reb Elbel also quotes it in his Chibur, and that is that Trefa, the din of Trefa, is that it's Eina Shkuta. I mean, it doesn't have the heter shchita. In that sense, treif and nevela are quite different. We mentioned this also earlier in the year when we were talking about the Ramban. You know, anche kodesh tiun li baser besada treifa lo sochal. You know, the idea that you know, it sounds like, well, that's the issue. You know, is that maybe treifa isn't the tamtei misalei? Maybe it's a special, you know, chumrah, you know, even though it isn't like nevela or and so on. And maybe the idea is that the din of treifa is that it doesn't have hat or shkita, not so much that it's a psul, you know, in its own right. So what I'm wondering is, you know, whether that idea doesn't just completely refine, you know, the way that we look at all the interactions between treifa and shkita, maybe. So the Hava Mina maybe would have been, you know, that there's no treifa in the context of shkita. Treifa is that there's no heter shkita, but if you're doing shkita and that creates treifa in the middle of the shkita, you know, maybe that's not a problem at all. It's, you know, because it's really not, treifa is not also in its own right. It's the absence of shkita. Now the Kamash Malan doesn't trouble me at all. You know, whether treifa is an independent, you know, pagam, or even if it's a lack of, so there's no heter shchita as long as it's treifa before the end. But the Hava Mina, which is, oh, you started the process? Like, does this depend on, you know, ein l'shchita el l'besof or yesh l'shchita b'tchila b'yadsof? That's kind of a little bit what, you know, I'm wondering about. Okay. Anyways, that's one question, Binyamin, right? Yeah. Then the Gemara has this fat, but then the question is, do we paskin this way or not?
Right.
So do we paskin this way?
So
this is Rav Zeira on the Gemara. There's no bar plukta, at least in this Gemara. And yet you have this whole controversy that erupted over this this Gemara and this psak.
Right.
Right? What's the Rambam's view?
The Rambam says that it's kosher shechita.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought so.
And, you know, you can't, either you can't answer this correctly or you can't answer it incorrectly. What to say, let's be optimistic, you know, and say you can't, no matter what you answer here, you can't be wrong. How could that be? What did you say? You said he thought it was kosher?
Yeah.
Okay. So how is it possible that I just said that you can't be wrong?
I guess we'll find out.
No, I mean, objectively, what does it have to be?
It's up for debate.
I mean, but it sounds like you saw it inside.
Yeah, I have it right here.
Yeah. Liben Sakin, go ahead.
Liben Asakin Bor Veshachat Bash Chitasog Shera.
Boom. Benjamin's right. Look at the Hagos Maimonios. O Zion.
Yeah. Delo kaimalon krebizera amar Shmuel esa shchita mirvach ravach elakur of papa de polig v'amar tzarch bedika atlas aruchsa kidul kaman.
Does that make any sense?
Right. There are different yourselves in the Rambam.
Oh, exactly. So right, that's how you could not be wrong. Notice I didn't say you couldn't be right. Right. So yeah. So the Hagos Mamuna. I mean, there are different yourselves. The Rosh had the girsa of the Hagos Maimonios, not so surprising. The Ran has the girsa that's printed in the Frankel. You know, there's a whole discussion about this. What did the Ram say, Kshera or Psula? Really, it goes earlier than the Rambam. it's not so surprising that there's a machlokas in the Girsa of the Rambam, because there's an earlier argument about what, Binyamin? This year, I didn't tell you to look at it specifically, but I probably should have, but again, I just wanted to get through the topics on Chesam and Aleph. Anybody know? Well, who's it got to be? I mean,
the Riff.
Correct. You're saying out of knowledge or good guesswork?
Well, it had to be the Riff, but also some of the Mefarshei Rambam speak about it.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Both are true. The Riff is Mashmit. The Riff omits this halacha. So the Rishonim speculate why he omitted it. And of course, there is another Gemara, and that's the Gemara Yud Zayin Omid Beis. Binyamin, you familiar? That's what all the Nosei Kehillah and the Rambam speak about too.
Right.
Did you see it or not?
Not recently.
Okay. Seth, you saw it?
Sorry, no.
No? Rami?
Unfortunately not.
Okay, anybody see Yud Zayin Omid Beis? I didn't tell you to look at it, but that's the Shalkavatari of the you can't read the Rambam without it. What's Yud Zayin Omid Beis? Eitan? Either Eitan?
Yeah. Second, sorry.
We're talking about Bedika, this Gemara about, we saw this Gemara earlier, and we were talking about whether, you know, Shechita is a Srara or not, you know, Mishum Kavod Chacham. We talked about this Gemara earlier in the year. But then the Gemara says, how do you check a Sakin? Then you have Amar of Papa.
The Tzricha?
Yeah, Tzricha Bedika.
Yeah, Bisarva Tofra.
What does that mean?
So I think, is that just saying that you need both a bedika
on this?
Right, obviously, saying you need a bedika on the basar itself.
Yeah, and also on the nail.
The nail, okay.
Right, to check if it's pogum or not. But here comes the key part.
Yeah. So Hamalei Avinu Ravashi.
What is it about tlasa?
I think it's in parentheses.
Ruchta. What is that? I mean, you have to check
all parts of the.
I mean, the blade and the sides.
Right.
Go ahead. Amalei Avinu Ravashi.
Amalei Avinu Ravashi. Amalei Rav Sama Breidor Misharshia Shmeich Damar Damarkle Mishmei Derava Sricha Bedika Bisra Vatufra Vatlasa Ruchta. So that you need all those bedikos. Amalei Bisra Vatufra Amri Vatlasa Ruchta Lo Amri. So. So perhaps you don't have to do that extra bedika on the sides. So we say that Mikadamri Abisava Tufra about Tlas Rochta Amri, Mishmei de Rava Lo Amri.
Yeah. Okay. And then the Gemara says Ravina Ravacha,
Rei de Rava, Hava Yasi Kame de Ravashi, Isusak and Lakame de Ravashi, Labatka, Amarle de Ravacha, Rei de Rava, Bitka, Sabatka, Tufra Abisava about Tlas Rochta, Amarle, Yushar.
You did a good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amar Abisra Sricha Tlasarukta Lo Sricha.
So it seems to be a debate about whether you need Tlasarukta or just the blade. Just the sharp part. Okay, or not the sides. So the Gemara says Milo.
Yeah, Milo Amar
Tlasarukta Lo Sricha. Right? Milo Amar Lira.
Yeah, Mila Amar Reb Zera Amar Shmuel, Liban Sachen B'Shachah B'Shachah Tasuk Sheira, Shechi Yuda called him Livuna. We said earlier, Reb Zera, that it was kosher. The kosher only gets dealt in. Amir B'Shachidim Yervach Revach. How can I B'Shachidim Yervach Revach?
Our Gemara.
Right, so why are we concerned here? So, Amar Reb Huna Bar Reb Katina Amar Reb Shmuel Ben Lucky Shalosh Begimos Hein Begimos.
So basically, you have this interesting Shachavatari on the line on the base. Eitan, that what?
Seemingly whether we hold a mirvach revach.
So it sounds like there's a machlokas between Rav Zera and Rav Papa. If that's the case, so how do we paskin? So the Rif omitted it. The Rambam, there are two girsos. And it's a debate between the Rosh and the Ran among the Rishonim. They had different gersos in the Rambam. I say the Rif omitted it. The Balamor says Lo Hiskira Harif. Umida Ashkechan Ravashid Hu Basra Damar Tzricha Bedika. Right, Abisra Tufra Vatlas Aruchta. Right, Amar Lo Sfir Le Lishmuel Dar Beis Hashkita Bevarch Rabach Shamin and the Leisa Lishmuel. Okay, that's the view of the Balamor. Other Rishonim didn't like that so much. You have the Rosh. I didn't tell you to look at it, but if you got a chance, that's good. The Rosh, quite a bunch of other possibilities. The technical, but it's, again, the halacha is just important to know. You have it? This is Simon, Ches. Eitan, you got it? You have it? Ravalfis Lohevi Hachter Abzeira. And he has Vidama Rambam says Psula. So it's Machlokas between Binyamin and the Rosh. Right, Binyamin? How do you feel about that?
Pretty
feel humbled, I hope. Well, you could say you feel deeply humbled, or you could say, you know, it's Machlokas between the Ran and the Rosh. Okay, Avitamayu.
Yes, Avitamayu, Mishim Darmin, Lakam, Apirkin, Rav Yemar, Amar, Abisar, Vat, Turfret, Sriach, Vat, Tlasa.
Yeah, you could skip to Rabbeinu Yonah. So, how does Rabbeinu Yonah get out of it?
So, Rabbeinu Yonah is a dictate to Kamar, Milo Amar, Abzera, Velo Kamar, the Amar, Abzera. So, Amma, Lacha, Psuka, Hesabi, Mayim, Akshay, Mana, Kamar, Mishnah, Mishnah, Brysa. So, okay, fine, yeah, so. So it's fine that I'm saying we hold like Rabzera. Aval Roshas Alsachin Yotam is Hashetes Minervechas with Sidi Ashkita Vekorasa.
Okay, so it's a basically what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is that there's no machlokas in the Gemara. There's a difference between the potential treifa based on the heat, meaning the burn, right? It's Beis Hashkita Mirvach Ravach when it comes to burns. But if you have a physical pegima on the side of the sakin, that's going to rip the, even if Beis Hashkita Mirvach Ravach. Okay, I don't know. I didn't do this test in the lab because right now I'm busy, you know, in the lab with other matters. But that's the Rabbeinu Yonah suggestion. Okay? Odish Lechalek, another suggestion. Eitan?
Yeah.
The shiny hasam shodeh shasakin beluban u'mechavin shalot tenel
etzadin. Yeah, but the pegimah
shabastadin. Maybe the difference isn't between fire and like, you know, and the pegimah and the sakin, but it's like forewarned, you know, then you can manipulate it. He knows that he has a sakin beluban. Right? Eitan?
Yeah.
But in the case of Pog, if he didn't do a bedika, so the purpose of the bedika then would be not to passel the sakin or to passel the shkita, but forewarned to be able to employ the din of Beis HaShkita Mirvach Ravach. That's very important. Correct?
Yeah.
That's the second answer. And then he has a Ravid, who says what?
The Bidiyavid Lechatchil. It says, V'chein chasam Ravid zal, dad kan lo shkar Reb Zera el Bidiyavid. Reb Zera is only saying good Bidiyavid, but he agrees Lechatchil that it's fine. But Lechatchil lo. L'fikach, tzak bidika, atlas aruchta, shen tzom kanal ziroso, afilu hu omer, ani yashko v'lo ate. So it's saying that Lechatchil is for sure going to be a problem. And Reb Zera was only speaking Bidiyavid. It was fine.
Correct. And then the Ramban and the Ran know these answers already, but they think that the fact that silent about them when the Gemara asks the Stira, right? In the Ran, but it's also in the Ramban. Right? And then he adds, this is for Binyamin's sake, V'chein Rambam pasak delo karab zera. I'm sorry, V'chein Rambam pasak delo karab lo karab zera? I think it used to be kirab zera. Of arrive at tirets adkan, Rav Zera says only b'diavad. V'chatzchila b'diavad, he's willing to accept. Okay, anyway, so this is an interesting argument. So there are really two interesting questions here. One, the relationship between Shechita and Treifa. And number two, whether la halacha, we make these distinctions in terms of Beis HaShechita, Mirvach, Rabach. Okay, let's continue, Binyamin. Now it gets a little more exciting. This I'm just going to touch on a little bit just to raise some questions. And then maybe this year back, we'll talk about it a little more. You'll have a chance to look at the Ramban. We'll just look at the local for a minute. Keep going. Since we're already talking about something, about a sakin, you know, meluban, so the Gemara figures, why not, right?
Right. Yibaylehu, leaving shvod v'kikaba, mishum shchin nidon, or mishum mechva nidon. L'man afkimina, l'chiletanya, shchinu mechva mitamin b'shavua echad, b'shnei simanim, b'ser lavan uv'pisayon, V'lama chalkan ha-pasuv, lo marashin mitztarfin zeim zeh. V'tanya, izeo shchin ve'izeo mechva, laka be'etz be'evin be'gefes be'chami tveryo v'chol davar shlo ba machma sa'or, la'asuyi ever me'ikaro, izeo shchin. Ve'izeo mechva, nechva be'gacheles, be'remetz, be'sidroseach, be'gafsis roseach v'chol davar haba machma sa'or, la'asuyi chame ha'or, zoi mechva. V'tanya, shchinu mechva, im shchin kodem lemechva, batel mechva es ha-shchin, v'im mechva kodem es l'shchin, batel shchin es ha-mechva. V'hacha hichidan mi, v'gon d'hav b'chatzi gris shchin me'ikara, v'li b'in shvod avihi gabo, v'nafak b'chatzi gris acher, mai, chavata kodem, v'asi hevla u'mevatele l'chavata v'avle shchinu mechva v'lo mitzarfin, odilma, hevla kodem, v'asi chavata,
okay.
Hashima,
which is why it's here, right?
Gamer Zer Mikula, Libin Sak and Vishachat Bashit Pasukchira, Chiduda, Kodim Libuna, Alma, Chavata, Kodim. And then the Gemara answers, no, Chidud Shiny. And we continue, Tashima, Libin Shvod, Vihikabo. Nidon mishum mechvas ish. Alma chavata kadim. Hasem naimi debarzia mivriz. Dehainu chidur.
Okay, great. So you have this interesting discussion about shchin and mechva in a parallel case. So I just want to make, obviously, you know, we haven't had a chance to prepare this so much. So, but just in terms of things al atar, just very quickly, interesting questions. Tosas here has an interesting ha'ara. First of all, Tosas has an interesting ha'ara. Binyamin, Duramasa Matamin Bishavu Echad.
So he says,
Haloshan Ktas Kash. Firstly, he goes through the points out the difference between Michva and Shchin and other parallels. I mean, there's only 1 week of Hezger, right? You need Pitzion or Seyar Lavan, Binyamin?
Yeah.
And then in the end, he has an interesting question, like something to think about. It says, V'aloshon k'tzas kashe.
V'lo havalei l'meimar mitam'im ela mitaharim. She'en k'im b'shar nigba'im debo hezker.
Because the contrast is that others need hezker, and here we're easy to be mitam'im. So why use the language of mitam'im if really what we're trying to highlight is the circumstances of Mitaharin?
Ah. Right.
Okay. So and then he answers it technically. Yishlomar. Even if it doesn't get less, you know, even if it doesn't lighten, it's Tahar. Okay. So just something to think about. You know, again, Tosis asks the question and the answer, you know, may be adequate, but you just wonder whether or not the fact, we're not obviously studying Taurus right now, but just, you know, wondering, the fact that Michvah and Shechin, as opposed to other Negaim, don't have a second week of Hezger, you wonder whether or not the absence of Pision and Ser Lavan is really Metaher, or whether the whole point is that the capacity to be Metame in Shechin and Michvah itself is more questionable. Okay? So in that sense, the issue is, you know, absence of circumstances of Tumah, not so much, you know, that the same conditions are Metaher. And that might better explain the language. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you have a really interesting issue, one that revolves around Rashi, and the other, the discussions of the Ramban and the Raivit and Taurus Kohanim, that I just want to bring to the table very quickly. And then maybe if you have a chance, we'll spend another couple of minutes on it once you see the Ramban. How does Rashi interpret the case here, the Nafka Mina? Let's look at Rashi Dibra Maskil. One second. Look at the Rashi Dibra Maskil. I think Bitel Achronis Arishon.
V'nafka mina le'inin Tzeruf. Shim haya bo chatzi gris shchin velaka beor be oso chatzi gris napach oso gris v'nasa michva vim chazer velaka la'achar zman ezel michva zu shelo al yedei ha'or v'nolod bo chatzi gris shchin acher v'nasa shalim ein mitzayr vim harishon v'tahor v'hashta ahani le bitol sh'ilu lo bitol chatzi gris harishon haya zim mitzayr vimo.
Okay, so what do you make of that?
So it sounds like Rashi is interpreting the case of the Gemara in the opposite chronological order that it was given, in the sense that the first Chatzi Gris is the one in question, as opposed to what seemingly the Pashtus of the Gemara is discussing, the second Chatzi Gris.
Maybe. That's an interesting point. Either way, Rashi ends up, what's the case according to Rashi? You have a Chatzi Gris Shchin, right? You have a Chatzi Gris Shchin, and then it turned into a, and then you had a blow, you know, a fiery blow, I guess, which is a Mechval, right? And the question is, when you have then a next, you have the Shchin, another Chatzi Gris Shchin, next to it, so by the time the Chatzi Gris Shchin, the last one, you know, becomes the neighbor, you know, to the first Nega or whatever it was, right? It's now partnering with a Michva and not with a Shchin. Right, Benjamin?
Yeah.
So the Marsha has a Ha'ara here where he says the following. And what would happen, he says, oh, Rashi has that case. And it could be this is what you were saying also. You'll tell me in a minute. I'm not sure if that's what you meant. What if you had the following scenario, a little bit of a different case? Let's say you had Chatzi Gris Shchin sitting there. And instead of the blow, well, right, you had Chatzi Gris Shchin, okay? And then you had this fiery, you know, this combination Michvah Shchin coming as its neighbor to be the other Chatzi Gris Shchin. It's not June yet, so I don't have to be drawing on the blackboard. I'm not sure how I'm going to do that. Arya is going to have to show me how to do it. Right? Although, Arya, you should see, you know, I was able to get the volume back. I figured you'd be proud. But here's like, you know, here's a place where we could really, you know, draw the board for sure. So everybody's with me? In other words, the way Rashi has it is there's a chatzi gris shkin, correct? Then you have this double blow. I mean, it's, you know, a hot, you know, it's both traumatic shkin and fiery mikvah, right? And the question is, you know, what's going to join up with it? But let's say you had a chatzi gris shkin, and you didn't, and on top of it, next to it, is this double blow, we'll call it. So let's say you were to say that the chabata is kodem the havala. So then you would have the neighbor, in other words, the neighbor chatzi gris would be a split second. I'm saying it wrong. One second. Yeah, let's skip away from the double one, because that is what's happening in the double one. But let's say you just had let's say you had a chatzi gris shkin, and then you had next to it a chatzi gris shkin that was neutralized by a chatzi gris mikva. What would Rashi say about that case? Yamin? That's not the case in Rashi. I mean, the point I'm trying to make is the case that Rashi is describing here is a case where there never was a whole gris at any time of shkin. Correct?
Right.
Is everybody with me? This is a complicated case. I'll read you the language of the Marsha. What would happen if, according to Rashi, there was temporarily two chatzi gris shkins, right, before the mikvah blotted one of them out? Would you then say that the tziruf? So that's what the Marsha is trying to medayik in Rashi. Rashi says the following. Hochavade hutzuk lefarish. Hu chatzi gris shkin, right? Ha'acher nolad bo acher shebitel ha'michva chatzi gris harishon shel shkin. As there was never even a second where you had a full gris of shkin, at the same time. That's what the Marsha is saying. The case of Rashi is a case, right, where the chatzi gris shchin ha'acher, which would have combined, only came about after the first chatzi gris shchin was replaced by a michba. Di have a be meikara ha'hu chatzi gris shchin kodim shabito chatzi gris acher. Now, if you had a chatzi gris shchin, and you had then a chatzi gris shkin, which was then overridden by a chatzi gris mikva, says the Marsha, lo have nafkemina midi bibitulo achakach. Then the fact that the mikva afterwards wipes out one of the chatzi gris shkins and breaks up the tziruf would not be material, wouldn't be consequential. Kim shenitva kvar shehaya bo gris shalem ala shel shkin. Everybody with me? And then he adds, but in the case of our Gemara, where you have the, this is where I made my mistake in Rashi a little bit before when I was saying it, when you have the dual blow at the same time, it says, aval bebaya de libein shvud, Afi have a behahu chatzi gris meikara. right? He named the chavata kadim ahevel haba achrav. Miyad mevatlo kodim shenasas chavata shchin. V'lohoya kan gris shalem shol shchin me'olam. So the Marshal says, but it's pretty clear in the Gemara that the case has to be that if you had a shchin and then neighboring to the achatzigris shchin, and then neighboring to it, you had this double whammy, right? So it's only going to be mitzaref if the shchin, meaning if the chavata comes after the havala. But if the havala comes after the chavata, even though first, I mean, there was a second, there was an infinitesimal, or there was there, right? Time when there was a chatzi gris shchin and another chatzi gris shchin, since it's one blow, even though there's a kadima, that will not work. That's how the Bar Shah is reading Rashi. And the Nimuke Hagriv on the bottom of the Marsha raises the interesting question. He says, Vanochi Layadati, hello, Tumavatara, number one, Benega Tolui. I'm sorry, Tumavatara Benega, Toli Hakob Amiras Kohen, Uriyaso, Umabazesha Hayakvar, Kivincha Atabes Rias Kohen is Batlu. Va'od, Ki Ashkin Hua Nega, Raksha Alashkin Nolad Nega, Kamosha Kasav, and so on. So there are two things he's asking. But I guess what he's, in other words, the Nimuki Agriv is challenging the Marsha's Diuk. Marsha's Diuk is, one more time, really the Marsha says two things, because once he says one, then the other is also Mechudash. But what the Marsha is saying is that according to Rashi, if you have a time where there is Tziruf between two shchins, even though by the time the Kohen shows up, right, for the Re'iyah and the Horah, it's already, the second half has been replaced by a Mechvah, right? Nonetheless, that is a Gris. That's Tziruf Gris. Right? Once he says that, and that's Mukhi Agriv is saying, well, I don't get it. Doesn't the Goyim depend on the Kohen? That certainly does depend on the Kohen. Does it depend on the Zman depends on the Kohen? Also, and it has to be, right? There's a question. The other, once you say what the Maharsha says in Rashi, then you're also forced to say that in our Gemara, when you have, you know, Libain Sakim, or the equivalent, that in that circumstance, when all this happens, Bivasachas, right, even though there is Alpidin, a Kadima, that we treat this Kadima differently than the Kadima in real time. And the question is why. So regarding both of these, I just want to raise the following questions. Well, let's take the second one. That's the easier one to look at. Meaning, does this show that even in the case of the Gemara, when we identify the Gemara's mistapek, which one's first, which one's second, but in the end of the day, that's a din, meaning in the Bavasachas, in the frozen second that all this is happening, you know, what is the Kadima, you know, between the two, relative to each other, right? But relative to a neighbor or anything, I mean, relative to each other, there's either, you know, order in simultaneity, you can call it, or it's not considered relative to each other simultaneity. But vis-a-vis anything else that needs tziruf, it's just bevasachas. That would be very important to know. Or is there a din that in order to have tziruf and to count, you have to have a nega, which is omed, which has the potential at least liskayin. And maybe even if they're, even if we don't think that this is within simultaneity or that, and therefore it's only a din, or that it's relative to each other, but not relative to its neighbor. Even if we don't think any of that, even if we think that fundamentally we treat this as, you know, T1 and T2. The difference lies in the fact that the T1 here, by definition, right, is omed, you know, to be gone. Even if in time it's there, maybe there's no difference between an hour and a, you know, millisecond, and not even a millisecond, whatever, or even an alpidin, lack of simultaneity. And maybe even vis-a-vis the neighbor, the other chatzigris, we consider it to have been here. But since alpidin, it's in the same pu'ula or maisa, it's still a davar. If it isn't the final, then it's a davar she'ena omed li'iskayim. And a davar she'ena omed li'iskayim is not nitan for tziruf. Okay, that, I think, what we have to think about. The other point on the new ke'agriv point is, of course, you need the kohen, the riyas ha'kohen, the horas ha'kohen. The question is, and that, does that make it a critical moment such that everything that preceded it is irrelevant? Right? Maybe the kohen has to make the pronouncement. Until he makes the pronouncement, nothing happens. But does that mean that, you know, only the status that takes place, you know, when he sees it happens? That's number one. This is an important question for the guy. The other point may be that, especially because maybe of the special relationship between mikvah and shchin, meaning there's an interesting, the whole sugya is basically based on the assumption that mikvah and shchin have the same din, and yet the pasuk, the psukim, the Torah, right, delineates each one to identify them and to differentiate them. And that's what the Gemara says, nafkamina l'inyan, l'inyan tziruf. But the question is, you know, how far do you go with that? That's how much, let's say, significance do you attach to the fact that both Shchin and Mechvah have the same din? And how much the fact that, you know, they're not mitzarev, and notwithstanding that they're the same din, they're not mitzarev, and that the Torah differentiates them. So one way is to say, I mean, there are three ways to look at it. One way is to say that we really emphasize the it's a coincidence, you know, basically, you know, that they're Hezger Echad, you know, and the Simonim are the same, you know, and so on and so forth. And then I think the Kohen, you know, issue, etc. There used to be a Shchin here, but, you know, so what? You know, there now is a Mechva here. But if we emphasize, you know, the fact that it's one din, or if we emphasize the fact that despite being one din, right, they're not mitzaref, and the Torah, you know, speaks of them discreetly, then we might say that the relationship between Mechva and Shchin is not just of two things that are unrelated, you know, but competing for a space, in which case when one exists, the other doesn't. And then the only question is whether it's simultaneously or b'zeh achar zeh, you know, which one is there. But rather, the connection between them is either fundamentally mutually exclusive or fundamentally, you know, mutually recognized. So at the end of the day, even if the mikvah takes the place of the shechin, and the kohen sees the mikvah, in the end of the day, it is a mikvah, but the fact that there was a shechin, and that that shechin was mitzarev to the other shechin, will be significant. Okay? So those are things to think about. In a similar vein, the Ramban and the Ravid and Taurus Kohanim, the Ramban here al-Atar, discuss, the Ramban says, well, why don't you, maybe the nafkamina would be, let's say in the beginning of the week there was a shechin, right? And then in the end of the week, you know, it was replaced by a mikvah. Not the question of bevasachas and tzira. Not a gemara, it's all bevasachas. So that's why the gemara is not talking about that. But he says, in general, when the gemara says, l'may nafkamina, a mikvah and a shechin, if fundamentally the dinim are the same, he says, why didn't the gemara give another nafkamina, l'inyan hezger? Because you had, let's say you started the yimei hezger, counting the yimei hezger on day one for a shechin, and then on day seven or six, it was replaced by a mikvah. And they have to start counting all over again. And then the Ramban goes on to discuss whether or not, you know, and what would happen, he says, if there was a shechin on day one, and then on day, you know, some other time in the continuation, there was this double blow, this fiery, heavy, you know, trauma, this combination shechin mechvah. So he says, well, his muskal rishon is probably, if there was shechin, and then there was this mikvah shechin, right? But the shechin, let's say, is the one standing, you know, then that wouldn't disrupt and wouldn't restart the yimei hezger, right? Only, of course, if we decided in the end that it was a mikvah, that would restart the yimei hezger. It says, but why? Maybe even if there was, the fact is that there was a mikvah in between, does the mikvah in between in that split second, does that have impact if it's replaced by the shechin or not? That's something that the Ramban discusses. So number one, again, is this question of simultaneity. Is there a difference? Of course, if there's a shechin, you know, and then a separate mikvah, presumably, you know, and then a separate shechin, it's clear that the mikvah should, if it does, anyway, should restart the hezger. But Ramban seems to be saying, if it's the din of our Gemara, namely the bevasachas, even if you take the view that it's, you know, mikvah first and then shechin, that wouldn't disrupt. That's parallel to the Marsha's idea that for Rashi, we treat the simultaneity or the simultaneous blow, even though it has an order, right, as a din or vis-a-vis itself, differently than we treat the presence of each of these discreetly. It has that parallel. But the Ramban isn't sure, and he goes back and forth, and then you have to look at the Ravid. So once again, in addition to that question, namely, whether the simultaneous order is treated in the same way as real order, it could be, once again, that there's this question of the relationship of mikvah and shechin. And that maybe it's dafka because mikvah and shechin really are connected, competitive, but especially connected, that there's more flexibility in... even though there was a second, split second, you know, mikvah, you know, that it doesn't disrupt the hezger, as long as it's omeid lios shkin. Okay, so I want to talk about that, maybe just briefly, to highlight that a little bit further in Psak of the Rambam. But these are the things to think about in that part of the sugya. And then finally, sorry it's a little late, but let's at least get it on the record. And this is, for those who were here last year, things that we discussed. Let's, Binyamin, we'll give Binyamin a break. Seth, you want to just finish off? at least to start the next point. Omer Rav Nachman.
Yes, just let me pull it up. Sorry.
We'll stop in a couple of minutes. I just want to at least get the questions the question on the record. Omer Rav Nachman.
I'm sorry, I don't have it.
You don't have it?
Yes.
Oh, you don't have the Gemara?
I don't have it in front of me, and I don't want to waste time trying to get it open.
But Alex.
Sorry.
That's okay. Alex?
Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avua, Sakin Shal Odes Kuchavim, Mutter Lishkova, Basar Lachtuch Ba Basar. So Mutter Lishkova Ba Mikalkel, Basar Lachtuch Ba Basar, Nisakin. So Omer Rabba, Pamim Shashochid Asar.
Alex? I think we lost you. We lose, yeah. Alex? Pamim shashochid asur. Alex, I see you again. Bimsukenes.
Yeah, bimsukenes. Umechatech mutter bitme de kayamin le korbana.
Okay.
And then.
I'll stop here. And then the Gemara talks about Liban and Agala. We'll discuss that. Hopefully, we'll discuss that a little bit quickly also. We'll do all these things. We'll try to do them a little quickly just to get at least some of these sodas. So, what do you make of this Gemara, Alex? This is the Gemara. We've mentioned it several times during the year.
Yeah.
So what's the thrust of it?
They were saying even though you're using sak and shal avodas kochavim, so it's still going to be mutter the shechita because it's apparently not considered hana from the sakin.
Oh. There's no Yisra hana, even though you're nana from the sakin, right? If the how would you say it? What would be the best way to formulate it?
Well, because it was a net loss.
Yeah, excellent. If there's a net loss financially, in terms of its value, then there's no Yisra Hana. That's Chiddush, right?
Yeah.
Alex, obvious or Chiddush?
Yeah.
Makes sense, but it's Mechudash. And of course, this is particularly problematic or opens the door to a fascinating discussion. How so? Oh, I see Avrami. Avrami. I haven't had a chance to call an Avrami in, it was pre and post. I think it's the first time I've called an Avrami. Yeah. This is particularly problematic because, I mean, Tosis. Get a chance or you didn't see yet?
I haven't seen it yet, but I'll put it out.
Either way, you should.
I know.
You know it from last year, hopefully. David?
Yeah, Tosfos talks about compares it to Shabbos.
Compared to Shabbos. Read the Tosfos very quickly.
Yeah, so Mutuvishkopa Mikakahu, Afogav, Divisov Perek, Ilu Devar Bipsachim, Mechaib in Shabbos Gabe, Shoke Bishabbos. So he compares to Shabbos and Shabbos.
He's asking a question, right?
Right, yeah.
I don't understand, he's saying. If Sakin is not considered Yisuri Ana when the aggregate you lose money, and if it's true that the aggregate, a live animal, is worth more than a than a shechted animal, which is why the shechita b'sakin shel avodah zarah is not a violation. So why are you chayiv for Shabbos? And how do you know that you are chayiv for Shabbos? From the Gemara Pesachim, Dafayin Gimel Amud Aleph? Oh, finish the Tosis first, then I'll explain what I mean by that.
So he says, Shani Shabbos de Melechas Machshavas, Asra Torah. Ukevin Sheish Tikan Porsa Chashiv Melechas Machshavas.
The Tosfos is asking a straight out stira, seemingly. And Hilchos Shabbos is a din that Mekalkel is Patur, right? And there, Shkita is not considered Mekalkel. And one would have thought that the Hagdara of Kilkul for Shabbos and the Hagdara of Hana, you know, in terms of Yisuri Hana, would be the same. So why is Shechita considered Tikkun for Shabbos and it's considered Kilkul or the equivalent for Yisuri Hana? Stos's answer is Yisuri Hana depends on the ag, like what Alex said, on the differential, right, on the financial value. And Shabbos, there's this wild card, this or something called Melechet Machshavas Asra Torah, Kivin Sheyesh Tikun Purta, Chashuv Melechet Machshavas, Shelekach Niskavin. A lot of words. I don't mean to say not good, very important words. Okay, but Tosa is struggling to explain. Just for the record, anybody get a chance to look? You see on the Rabbi Kivager on the side, it says, Ayin Shabbos Tafkuvavam and Aleph Betosa de Ramasko Chutz Michovel. Anybody look it up? Anybody? Nobody? Akiva, am I seeing that you're looking it up? No? Nobody looked it up? Nobody was curious? Nathan, no?
I mean, I've seen the Tosas when I learned Shabbos, but it's the Tosas about how we analyze by Kilkul, but when we say Mekalkel and Mavir, so there, how do we analyze
the famous Mekalkel Bechovel Mavir?
Yeah, focus with the Rashi there, yeah.
Famous Rashi Tosas discussion, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not interested in revisiting, you know, Masach Shabbos so much right now. So that's fine. So why am I? Why do I keep eager to tell you to look at it?
There, Tosas discusses the question also of what's in Tikkun and Tikkun Lagabi Mitzvah.
Okay, that's a Gemara. But does Tosas? It's a parallel Tosas. That's what Rabbi Kivager wanted to point out.
Yeah.
So why am I making a fuss about it?
Because Tosas quotes Psachim.
Tosas here quotes Psachim. And Tosas there doesn't quote Psachim.
Yeah.
Tosas here says Melechus Machshavas Asra Torah. Tosas there does not. You have the lines, the relevant lines? Natan, you got it?
Yeah, there Tosas says, Afagab dechol shochei mekalkelhu, kedamrin perkam dechulin, sakin shal v'rezar moter lishchoba, moder bihuda lein shabbos dechayet. The dafka lein yidav rezara chashem mekalkel, Echsiv the lo yidbach yadcha meuma min hacherim. The lo chashiv le nana came into kilkulo yeser al tikuna.
Mandakar Shemei, he doesn't say the words melechta machshavas asra Torah.
Yeah.
But he also doesn't have to quote Psachim to prove that you're chayiv for shechita. Why should you quote Psachim to prove that you're chayiv for shechita? There's something easier to quote, Ezra. Who would you quote?
I guess we mentioned Shabbos. I don't know. I'm not sure.
No. What did you say before?
You mentioned the Gemara Shabbos, but I haven't seen it.
Gemara and Shabbos. Asher?
The Mishnah of the 39 Malachos.
Yeah, exactly. The Mishnah at the end of Kol Gadol has, you know, the Lamatas Malachos. One of the Lamatas Malachos is Shochet. So doesn't that already prove that Shochet is not Mekalkel? So why do you need to quote from Psachim? I mean, our Gemara here is talking about a regular Shochet, right? What's the Gemara talking about in Psachim?
Psachim's worse.
100%. So it's even worse. But you need, so you can say Kol Shekein. I mean, it's you have a Mishnah, and it's one of the obvious Malacha. It's a more obvious source and a more obvious question. If you want to make the question even sharper, you can quote Tzachin. But it's curious that Tosis, when they wanted to make the question sharper, also gave the answer of Melechta Machshavas Asr Torah. And in Shabbos, you know, they didn't. So you wonder a little bit, this is what I want to pick up on when we pick up with this, it's mostly what we'll talk about the first time back, is, you know, what are there two exceptions here or one? Meaning you have a stira, Tosis pointing out. Our Gemara seems to say that Shkita is kilkol, or at least it's not Hana. And in Hilchos Shabbos, right, it is. So what Nathan's saying, which I think is totally correct, that's what I want to get out of all this, the Mishnah, at least, in Kal Gadol, is talking about a regular case of Shkita where you can eat it. And even that is a stira to our Gemara. The Sugya in Psachim is even in a case where you can't eat it, because it's Bakutz, it's a Varazara. That's why Tosis emphasizes. But apparently just the fact that it's Motzi Midei Eivor Menachai, even that's good enough for Shabbos. Wow. That's good enough for Shabbos? But in a Varazara where you can even eat it? Right? It's considered to be not Tahana. So maybe the question is, you know, which is the exception and which is the rule? Namely, is it the special din that Isuriana depends on the aggregate benefit? And anything else, as long as there's a, you know, an obvious benefit, and especially a choice benefit. Again, you could say in our Gemara, I mean, it's true, Beheba Bechaya is worth more than a Beheba Shkuta. But if you're interested if all your, you know, favorite people and relatives are coming over and you need a good meal and you choose, no one's forcing you to shech this animal, take a loss. Right now, this is what you want. So you might say, you know, that's an obvious tikkun. Question is, why isn't it a tikkun enough for Yisuriyah? No. The answer is, Yisuriyah doesn't depend what you want or what you want in the moment. It's a chiddush that Yisuriyah no is about the aggregate, you know, value. Okay. Or you could go the other way. In theory, you could say, this Gemara is Megala something obvious. That when it comes to Hana, and maybe even Tikkun and Kilkol. Now again, remember, these are two different words, two different phrases. The whole assumption of the question is based on equating them, or at least seeing them in parallel, right? Tikkun Kilkol is about constructive destructive, you know, and Hana is about, you know, value and pleasure. Of course, there are concepts that you would want to put, you know, in reference to each other, right? Part of the question is whether they have different meanings. So maybe Hana is an aggregate concept. Kilkul and Tikkun, that depends what you're interested in. Or, you know, as long as there's some Tikkun, maybe there's no Tikkun, there's no Kilkul, ever. But so you could have said that it's all on Avodah Zarah. Chiddush is an Avodah Zarah. And when it comes to Kilkul Tikkun, that depends on the perspective of the, but if it doesn't even depend on his perspective, because it's a, the animal is worth less and he can't eat it anyway, it's just motzi midei eivor menachai, that pressures the Shabbos part as well. So maybe that's why here Tosis feels even more strongly that they need melechas machsheves asr Torah. We'll talk more about it. But of course, the bigger ha'ara to make in all of this is the ha'ara that those of you who were last year we talked about then, Moshe, which is, here we encounter in this Tosis, not so much in Tosin Shabbos, a use of Melech Machshavas Asr Torah that requires comment. How so? Moshe?
Moshe, me?
Yeah.
So I assume Rebbe's referring to when we talked about Malachas Mashavas in the context of Eish and Baba Kama Daf Samach.
Correct. It was also unusual. Well, that may have been the paradigm.
All right.
The people weren't here. That might be the answer. And that's when we talked about it. And when we when we talked about it, I mentioned that we would discuss this Tosis and Chulin.
Right.
So what's the Hara? Just to get it on the clear. What's the point?
Chula.
That typically, what are examples of Lachas Machshavas Asur Torah?
About having Kavana to do the throw or...
possibly Lachshen Tzricha Legufa. There's a lack of Lachas Machshavas Asur Torah. Misasek, according to the Bali Tosis, the one of La'ala Machshavto at least, where we talked about Rabbi Kivager a bunch of times, Misasek, right? According to the Gemara in Krisus, there's a problem of Malach Machshavas Asur Torah. The Kalkel, according to the Gemara in Chagiga, and Malach Shen Tzricha Legufa, is a problem of Malach Machshavas Asur Torah. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Kelachar Yad, maybe. Malach Machshavas Asur Torah. So, and what's the problem? It has a rich history. Great. What is the problem?
No, but we use it different ways in different contexts, I think. Like sometimes.
You're correct, but.
Like sometimes. Dramatic. What?
More dramatic. Typically.
You know, sometimes it's used as a chumrah to tell you that we have like certain.
Certain typically things. Typically, it's used as a kula.
Right.
I mean, we're more machmir in the standards, which means that we're more mekel in the din.
Right.
In other words, if you tell somebody, malach machshavas asur Torah, and the first thing he thinks of are
all the kulas that come from it, yeah.
All the kulas, or the higher standards. Lo shen tzricha legufa mekalkel kelachar yad misasek, right? Our Tosis here is applying malach machshavas asur Torah not as a kula but as a chomra. Meaning, from the perspective of Isuri Anon, Avodah Zarah, and so on, and Sak and Shel Avodah Zarah in our Sugya, we would think that this is Makalkel, but Shchita in Hilchos Shabbos, even in the Psachim case, is a tikkun because of Malach Machshavas Asur Torah. What? That's a Chumrah. The only Gemara, right, that we're aware of that possibly, well, I mean, it does. The question is, what does it mean? It uses Malach Machshavas Asur Torah as a Chumrah. Moshe?
Baba Kama Daf Samach.
Is Baba Kama Daf Samach. What's that Gemara about?
About Eish and Ruach Shein Mitzuya and stuff.
The Gemara there says, why isn't Zorah, right, where you employ the wind to disperse, right, and to separate, the Tvua, right? So why isn't that Patur if in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, that's considered a grama, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says at one point, even though it's a grama in your Patur and Nizikin, it's Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah in your Chayiv in Hilchos Shabbos. That's the Gemara in Baba Kam. The only Gemara in Chas, as far as I know, that uses Malach Machshavas Asra Torah as a Chumrah. And the question is, does it even mean it? So we're not learning Bava Kama now, so we can just, as we're ending, we can just mention it. According to the Rosh in Bava Kama, right, the Gemara probably doesn't even mean it. What they really mean to say is that the Shem Malacha of Zorah is to use the wind. So the Gemara doesn't mean the standard of Malach Machshavas Asur Torah. The man, the Hagdara of the Shem Malacha of Zorah is not, it's not like, oh, separating, and here you're separating by using the wind. It's separating through the wind is the Shem Zorah. That's what it is. That's kind of what the Rosh says, I think, in Akonis. So then, you know, it's a misnomer. The Gemara does use the expression melachos hashavas asur Torah, but the way the Rosh is explaining it, he's neutralizing it by saying it's a din of the shem melach of Zoreb. That's all it means. According to some other Rishonim, it does seem that the Gemara is saying, I have to look at the Rashi and Tosis and the, again, we're not going to do the whole Bava Kamma again, don't worry about that. But I recall we spent some, I think we spent more time on Eish than we did on Tavel. So, although it is a good topic, hopefully so is Tavel. But in the end of the day, there are some Rishonim who think that that Gemara does say that Melech Machsheves. So how can Melech Machsheves be, you know, Lekula and Lechumra? How do we explain that? But this is not the only example of this in the Rishonim either. I mentioned last year, I'll just mention it now quickly, because again, I don't want to spend so much time on it. I want to get back to the Lechulin issues. Tosis in Sanhedrin. So you should look at this for the next time. Although I'll give us some Marmakomos. On Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara that I was going to get to for Yom Ha'atzmaut, but I didn't make it that far. A Gister Nani B'socho, and so on. The Gemara says, La'akel, the Beis Habad. You know, the Gemara, Tosis there discusses whether a certain kind of Zomer, right, which looks like a kilkol, whether you'd be chayev for Zomer on Shabbos or not. And Tosfos there says also, Melech Machsheves Asur Torah. Tosfos in, so there are different Tosfos in different places. Some of the other Rishonim, some of the Chachmei Sfarad, Tabachot Tochis, that's the Ran, in the end of Abona, that Ksiva, because of Melech Machsheves Asur Torah, we should be Machmir, in terms of the way that you make the letters. So there is a small group of Rishonim, and then it gets a little larger in the Achronim, that employ Melechus Machsheves, Asra Torah, also Lechomra. So that's what I want to discuss when we pick up with this. I want to talk about both elements. The Kiddush that Isra Ana depends not even on what you're interested in the moment, but on the aggregate objective financial value. Is that true for all Yisroel, or is it true for Layidbak Ma'uma, Menachayir, Menabar Azari, more specifically? Which is the way it sounds a little bit in Tosas and Shabbos. So I want to talk about that. And then I want to talk about whether Shochet is just Tikkun, or it's because of Melech Machsheves, and how that works possibly Lekula and Lechumra. There's some things we have to talk in Bava Kamma, but just very quickly to discuss that. And then the Ramban here, was it the shame of the Ravid, has a different take. So we'll pick up with this topic, and I'll speak very quickly about the Ramban suggestion about, because how often do we get the chance, the Nagoyim part, just very quickly, just for a second or two, or just that Ramban, Ravid, and Ramban. And then we'll talk about this question. I'll give some more marmakomos for it, and then we'll move on to Libun and Agala on Chatzman based, and then some interesting topics on, you know, tests and yud. But again, we're going to do it a little bit differently so that people who are doing other projects or some, whatever it is, I don't know if internships are going on, whatever, we'll do it in a way that we can, you know, not so much demand, and we'll have some shorter, we'll figure out the exact formula. So I wish everybody Hatzlacha in the Chazara. And in the Bechina, again, urge everybody to take it on time. You know, and to it's a good opportunity to put together the themes that we've been working on. Just to repeat, you know, we're, you know, going to try to be a little more liberal, understanding that people are under a lot of challenges, you know, in this Zoom era. But really, you know, as I say, try, muster as much effort as you can to do the Chazara, to be Kona, the Inyanim, and hopefully to enjoy that, you know, for next week. And then I say we'll adjourn, you know, after finals. Wish everybody good luck on finals too. We will make time for, if people want to call. So we'll have specific ones, specific times, and, you know, people can always just call, but we'll work with Avraham you know, to designate, you know, time so it's easier. So hatzlacha, and to be continued.
Rabbi?